Hey, welcome to Clean Clap and Snare Layer Bouncing, Intermediate Level. I'm excited to walk you through a focused Ableton workflow that gets claps and snares that cut, pump, and sit perfectly in a rolling drum and bass mix. Think crisp snap, warm midbody, and a controlled tail that never fights your bass. This is practical, stock device Ableton stuff you can recreate fast. First, quick overview. We'll pick and prep three layers, the snap, the body, and a tail or air layer. We'll align them to the millisecond, carve frequency space with EQ8, use light compression and drum bus character on the body, add subtle saturation and erosion for grit, then glue everything with a grouped bus. Finally, we'll add a parallel compression send for weight and keep reverb short and filtered so nothing smears in fast ENB. I'll give you concrete device chains and settings, but always trust your ears. Step 1. Session setup and sample selection. Set your project to about 170 to 176 BPM. Create either a drum rack or three dedicated audio tracks grouped into one drum group. My usual approach is a drum rack pad with three chains. Chain 1 is the snap, chain 2 is the body, chain 3 is tail/air. Alternatively, three audio tracks in a group gives you more independent control. Both work. Pick three samples. For snap, choose a short bright clap or crisp transient with lots of energy and roughly 2 to 8 kHz. For body, pick a thicker snare with low mid presence around 100 to 400 Hz. For tail or air, pick a short plate, hand clap, or ambient room sample you'll heavily filter. The tail is mainly about sheen, width, and controlled space. Step 2. Alignment and gain staging. Drop the samples into simpler onto audio lanes and temporarily set each clip so its peaks sit around -8 to -4 dBFS. That gives headroom for processing. Now zoom in and visually align transients. Nudges of 1 to 5 milliseconds can make the snap lock with the body. If the body feels late and steals snap, nudge it forward by 1 to 5 ms. Small timing moves often fix problems that EQ can't. Also check phase, solo combinations and flip phase with utility if a layer sounds thin. If you hear cancellation, nudge by a sample or two until it thickens. Step 3. Per layer processing. Put this device order on each chain. Simpler or clip, utility, EQ8, compressor or drum bus where appropriate, saturator or erosion, then send to the group bus. For the snap layer, utility with a slight widen, maybe width 120% and a small gain cut of -1 to -3 dB. In EQ8, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. You only want the transient. Add a bell boost of 3 to 6 dB at roughly 3 to 6 kHz with EQ about 1.0 for presence. Then a gentle high shelf of 1.5 to 3 dB above 10 kHz for air. Use a light compressor with a tack 5 to 10 ms so the transient breathes. Release around 30 to 80 ms. Ratio 2 to 3 to 1. And aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional. A tiny erosion or noise amount. 5 to 10% for grit. For the body layer, keep it mono in utility, with 100%, gain around -2 dB to balance. This audio version is shortened for playback.